Now to Nigeria, where authorities there say prominent Muslim Shia leader Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki will be prosecuted over the recent outbreak of violence in Zaria, which the army is blaming on his supporters. The governor of Kaduna, Nasser al-Rufai, has said that anyone found culpable in connection with the violence will also be put on trial. He added that a panel of inquiry has been formed to investigate the incident. Now, the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, which is headed by Zakzaki, has condemned Rafa's comments, describing him as an extremist anti-Shia governor. The movement said that it doesn't trust any likely findings by state investigators. It added that authorities have refused to listen to the Shia community about what happened in Zaria and are only focusing on the army's account. Last week, the Nigerian army attacked members of the Shia community in Zaria, killing hundreds of them, including three of Zakzaki's sons. Now, the cleric and dozens of others were taken into custody during the bloody crackdown. Let's cross over to London. We're joined by activist and Islamic scholar, Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali. Thank you so much for being with us. What are you making of all this? We've seen now outright attack by the Nigerian military on Sheikh Zakzaki and his followers, the Hosseiniyeh, his home. And now, of course, as far as we know, that Sheikh Zakzaki was injured and allegedly arrested. And now they're saying that he and his followers must stand trial. What exactly is going on here in your perspective?
It's a bit of a mess, I think. And the Nigerian government and military know that this is a mess. So they need to sort of gloss it over with constitutional waffle, if you like. If they're serious about putting Sheikh Zakzaki and members of the Islamic movement to trial, the first thing that needs to be done is they need to be given due representation, and that requires access. Thus far, since the imprisonment, since the kidnapping, I can't call it imprisonment because that has access, but since the kidnapping of Sheikh Zakzaki by what can only be described as Nigerian Zionist stormtroopers, there has been no access to him, be it access that was given to the human rights organizations, the Red Cross, anyone. No one has had any access to Sheikh Zakzaki from the day he was kidnapped. There is no information about proof of life. We're being told by the military that he's safe, but much as it pains me to say it, talk is cheap. And the Nigerian military are known to be pathological liars, given that they get taught by the master of pathological lying, America and Israel. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to understand what they're trying to do. And also, this governor who has come along and said that, oh, everyone will be treated fairly and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Mr. Hassan Ali, I am so sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to